radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, April 8th, 2013, start of a brand new week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, obviously, the big news over on the corporate media is that former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has passed away. She was 87. She had a good run. You can't complain about, you know, reaching 87. And apparently passed from a stroke. So the corporate media is lionizing her and looking back at all the good things she supposedly did, and of course ignoring the bad things that she did. For those of you who, like me, grew up in the era of the Mickey Mouse Club, Annette Funicello also passed away. And that basically is our obituary section for today's show. Canonization is still going on. The corporate media, they're spending all this news about Beyoncé went to Cuba. How could she do that? Do we have to file charges? And it's like, doesn't the U.S. government have more important things to think about? First of all, it is in fact legal for U.S. citizens to travel to Cuba. There is a charity that recycles pianos here in the United States and takes them down there, you know, to get around the embargo, because those Cuban people, they're not allowed to have brand new pianos. They might do something terrible with those brand new pianos. And I forget the name of the organization, but I saw a documentary about that not too long ago. They're still going on and on about Jodi Arias. Oh, was she the victim of spousal abuse? Does that justify her stabbing her significant other however many times she did it? I still would like to see the defense bring up the possibility that Jodi Arias was on prescription antidepressants. But so far, that seems to be off the table in that courtroom. Now, turning to the economy, the plunge protection team has just started working their magic on the American stock market. It had opened really low and was struggling. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing this huge upsurge, and the NASDAQ and S&P are just slightly in the green. The Dow is playing catch-up, but once again, it's all counterintuitive, and they're propping up the markets. Now, an interesting little story that and this is coming out of Zero Hedge. As confidence in the dollar continues to erode, we are now up to over a dozen U.S. states have either passed or are considering legislation to declare gold as legal tender. Now, it's really kind of interesting because in response to this, a listener sent in a scan of a $10 Federal Reserve note. And if you read that little legal tender block of text up there just above and to the left of Alexander Hamilton, it says, can be exchanged for lawful money at the U.S. Treasury. And it kind of reminds you that the Federal Reserve note isn't really lawful money. It's a debt instrument. So people are losing confidence in the dollar all over the world, and now we're having all these states who are trying to say, well, we want to have gold and silver and something else of fixed value as legal tender, at least within our state borders. And, of course, Bernanke is fighting this tooth and nail. They're desperate to keep this little Ponzi scheme going, not just within the United States, but on a global scheme, global scale, rather. And so we're going to start seeing this happen. Remember what happened with the Liberty Dollar? As soon as they put Ron Paul's picture on it, Bush sicked the Treasury Department on him, and they said, oh, it's a counterfeit currency because it has the word dollar on there, which is nonsense, because all over America, local communities have what they call trade dollars. Zimbabwe uses the word dollar. Dollar is not a trademark owned by the Federal Reserve or the U.S. government. It's just an excuse to go after him because Bush's feelings were hurt. They put Ron Paul on the silver coin instead of him. It's really what it's all about. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. I got to clear my throat here, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy, and people are still very much concerned over what happened in Cyprus with the haircut of large savings accounts. Actually, it was a castration, and could it happen here? Well, we already know the American people are being looted to prop up the Ponzi scheme central bank through various taxpayer bailouts, TARP, the rest of the turning a blind eye to all the massive foreclosure fraud that was going on. To basically steal wealth from the American people to prop up this financial system, which cannot be made to work forever. It is by design going to collapse. Like any other Ponzi scheme or pyramid, they're just desperate here to keep it going a little bit longer until it's somebody else's problem to deal with the final collapse here. Now, there's an interesting article, and this is over at Poor Richard's blog. We have been talking for several weeks about how the government is sort of hemming and hawing about forcing Americans who have their private retirement accounts, the IRAs and the 401ks, to basically liquidate them and turn the money over to the U.S. government for a new government-managed retirement program. Now, we already have a government-managed retirement program called Social Security, and they have been taking money from every worker out of every single paycheck that you were supposed to trust the government would be invested, and they would pay a return to help you through your retirement. And Social Security is broke. starting with the Clinton administration, the federal government has been borrowing the cash out of Social Security, replacing it with Treasury bonds, which now they can't make good on. So with that track record in mind, oh, yes, by all means, sign us up for yet another government-run retirement program that we will trust, you know, put our wealth into. And a lot of people are very resistant to this idea. Well, it looks like Obama is considering a halfway measure, because now Obama is talking about putting a cap on the amount of money they can have in an IRA or a 401k. And above that limit, if you have any other funds that you want to set aside for retirement, then you would go into this new government-run retirement program where you would give your wealth to the government and they would give you a pretty printed piece of paper that says they'll give it back to you somewhere down the road. And so it is sort of halfway to Cyprus. People who have saved for their retirement are going to lose above a certain level on their IRAs and 401ks. They're going to be forced to give that money to the government, and the government will go out and do what they did basically with Social Security. They'll take the money and spend it as general revenues and leave it to the next administration to sort out the mess, because that's the way they have been doing that. Now, there's an interesting little article, and this is over at Washington's blog, and they're commenting on a story that appeared in Bloomberg. And it's basically reiterating something we've been talking about for quite some time here at Republic Broadcasting. The headline is, "Everything You Know About Money Is Wrong." And quoting from Bloomberg, it says, "There are, broadly speaking, two accounts of the origin and history of money. One is elegant, intuitive, and taught in many introductory economics textbooks. The other is true." In other words, a lot of what we are taught about money and banking is a complete myth. It's a complete fiction. The actual mechanism of debt money creation and fractional reserve banking and its Ponzi nature are intentionally withheld from the American people. And I went through this when I was in grade school, get the little film strip about how wonderful the Federal Reserve is, and this is the only way banking can run, and it's going to be a really great thing for everybody. Obviously, so many years on, we know that is not the case. And so when you understand that the true nature of banking is being withheld from you, that secrecy tells you it's not being run for your benefit, it's being run for the benefit of the bankers. I think it was Henry Ford who said, "It is a good thing that the American people don't know how the banking system really works, or there would be a revolution by morning." I'm going from memory on that one, so if I have the attribution wrong, please forgive me. Now, a very telling article came out of alternate.org, and the headline is "Fiduciary Duty to Cheat." And it's commenting on the fact that, yes, there has always been fraud within the American financial sector. But it has gone so completely out of control. It is accepted. It is not prosecuted. And it's reached a point where the morality of Wall Street is that you should cheat and engage in fraud to make as much money for your shareholders as you can. And the shareholders don't care where the money is coming from. They just want their steak dinners. They don't care how the cows are being slaughtered. And so fraud is the new normal on Wall Street. And that's the mindset. And as long as the federal government refuses to arrest and prosecute the fraudsters, there will be more fraud. Because it's much easier to make vast fortunes through fraud than through honest business. And that, too, of course, is a hallmark of a fascist economy. Now, some of the fraud is finally catching up with the banks. And the Bank of America has agreed to a settlement to members of the military whose homes were foreclosed on improperly. It was a huge scandal. Our young men and young women were off in the war zone risking life and limb to prop up the Federal Reserve, and the banks were basically taking advantage of their absence to go through and foreclose on their homes. And so Bank of America has agreed to a settlement to reimburse 316 service members to the amount of about $116,785 each, plus some additional interest for their lost homes. And I can just imagine what nice homes these veterans will be able to move into for just $116,000 in the current market. No wonder they're trying to disarm the veterans. The gun grabbers are out there saying, oh, the veterans are dangerous. They're mentally ill from the war that we put them in and all the drugs we're feeding. We've got to disarm the veterans. What they're doing is they're disarming that segment of the population already trained up to fight in a war for when the federal government declares war on the 50 states. And I'm sure it's going to make the bankers a lot more relaxed if all these veterans they cheated out of their homes aren't able to do anything about it. Over at the Halifax Bank of Scotland, the former CEO, James Crosby, who was basically in charge of HBOS, when it collapsed, is still getting a retirement worth about £25 million. Why is it that these bank executives are making so much money even when they fail? They're walking away insanely rich. I'm wondering why the stockholders aren't complaining about this, because every pound that is going to this guy's retirement is money coming out of potential returns to the investors. But it really is insane the amount of money they're being paid. And if they're being a huge success and making a lot of money for their stockholders, that's all well and good. But these are guys who created their own financial institutions, and they're still walking away rich. We're incentivizing failure along with incentivizing fraud. Now, speaking of more fraud, even though Obama forced through his foreclosure fraud settlement, where he got the 50 states' attorneys general to drop all criminal investigations, the civil suits are still going on, and more states in the United States are going after the mortgage electronic registration system for fraud and for tax evasion. Now, remember, a large amount of tax revenue in the states is generated when you transfer the title for your house. Every time that title is transferred, there are transfer fees. It is a tax that goes to the state government. And the mortgage electronic registration system, which basically assumed ownership of the title and then swapped the assignment around for all this mortgage bundling, was evading taxes. So they're starting to go after that as well. I am still wondering if all of this confusion over notes and titles and breaking the link between them was the result of a software error in that mortgage electronic registration system, because it just basically sprang up just in time to serve the mortgage-backed securities industry. I don't know that it was tested robustly. And there's been a nightmare in the court system of finding out who actually owns the note and the title on any given piece of property. So it's something I think ought to be looked at in hindsight. PIMCO's Bill Gross, in an interview with Bloomberg, has gone clear and says he's not the great investor everybody seems to think he is. He says the last 25 years of easy money from the Fed means anybody in the financial system can be a player and look good. And I've commented on this before. The Federal Reserve is just pouring out all this easy money to Wall Street for just a few percentage points interest. The Wall Street speculators will take that money. They'll buy into the stock market. They'll run a stock up, sell out, pay back the money to the banks, and the leftover they get to put in their pocket for having contributed nothing whatsoever to society. They're just gaming the system. And now, of course, the Federal Reserve is stuck. The instant they turn off that fire hose of newly created money, the stock market's going to crash. I'm sure they're out there with the fire hose today. And that's why the market's going up again. They're now trapped. What was an occasional thing to do, they're now dependent on. Flooding easy money onto Wall Street, keeping that stock market propped up in order to keep all the banks and investment houses solvent. They can't stop it. They can't stop doing it. They can't go back to being honest without collapsing. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh,
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's a very revealing, or call it a confirmation article, over at Global Research. It's called The Assault on Gold, the Fed's Attempt to Scare People Away from Gold and Silver. We have been talking about this for quite some time. As the dollar declines, as the U.S. economy looks less and less trustworthy, obviously physical gold and silver look very, very attractive. And this article basically lays out several documented methods the Federal Reserve has been using to try and drive gold and silver prices down. We know about the use of the paper contracts to keep the price artificially low. We know that the British government is now looking into the London gold and silver fix to see if it, like LIBOR, was being rigged. And this article lays out how the Federal Reserve was using its too-big-to-fail banks to short precious metal markets to drive the prices down. And they were doing it with naked shorts, which are supposed to be illegal. And they're playing in the paper bullion market. And we already know over in Europe, some of the big banks there have defaulted on gold deliveries. And they're trying to settle their contracts for nice piles of that freshly printed ink and paper stuff. And I imagine at some point, some of those investors who bought these paper gold futures contracts are going to be saying, I don't want the paper, I want the physical metal, and the lawsuits are going to start. And so we've been speculating for quite some time. Some of the media stories about gold and silver is in a bubble. You don't want that icky poo metal. It's all part of a propaganda campaign to keep your money in the banks, keep your money in the stock market by artificially suppressing the price of silver and gold, which means when that cap comes off, physical gold and physical silver are going to go right through the roof. It's just a question of how much longer can they keep the fraud going. And I don't think it's going to be very long, because along with those Dutch banks who are unable to deliver physical that they contracted to do, we're now seeing gold shortages prop up in other parts of the world. There's an acute gold shortage being reported in southern India. The people of India are very much into gold. Gold jewelry, gold coins, whatever. Now the dealers there can't find gold to meet the demand. Also over in Bangkok, Thailand, which had a huge physical gold jewelry coin bar industry going on over there, they can't find a new supply. So along with Texas asking for their bullion back from the New York Federal Reserve, Germany asking for their bullion back, Venezuela asking for their bullion back, it is only a matter of time before somebody comes up short and says, look, we're sorry, we don't have it. I know you put your bars down in our vault and paid us monthly to keep it all safe here, but, you know, golly, we just had to, we had to do something else with it. We had to lease it out to those paper gold dealers to make good on their contracts. And we can't get it back from them, and that way we can't give it back to you, which tells us that sooner or later, probably right after they succeed in grabbing all your guns, there will be another gold confiscation in this country. Because it has happened before. Now, even the Dallas Federal Reserve is saying it is now time to break up the large banks. When they grow so large and powerful and wealthy that even the federal government dares not stand up to them, then it's no longer America. America is supposed to be a nation with a democratically elected Republican government that is executing the will of the people, more or less. And we understand the system is not perfect and there's all kinds of corruption. But when the federal government will not stand up to the banks, then the banks have become the government. And that is not a nation I care to live in. Certainly not a nation I wish our children to grow up in. I mean, we have Alan Greenspan on video saying the Federal Reserve answers to no federal government agency. They are a power unto themselves. And it's certainly not the nation that we were taught we were living in our school classrooms. Tell us about the House of Representatives and the Senate and the President and the Supreme Court. They don't mention the fact that the private central bankers are making the rules. And we know that was their agenda. Remember what Rothschild said. Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes the laws. We're there. We're living Rothschild's dream, Rothschild's nightmare. And we're all feeling the pain for it. And the government is desperate for your wealth. Any way they can get it, anything they can come up with that you'll sit still for. Over in Maryland, now we've already seen this in places like Oregon. Maryland is now considering a rain tax. In other words, rain that falls on your property that doesn't go into the soil and the aquifer, you'll be taxed for. If you have a rain barrel, if you have your own private little garden, if you have a swimming pool that the rain is falling into and staying trapped, they're going to tax you for it. I had a reader write in and say, well, you know, I was taught that God made the rain. Can I send the tax bill to God, or at least to the Pope? But you got to admit, it's getting a little ridiculous when they're trying to tax raindrops that fall on your property. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we are now hearing yet another report. This is coming out of the Daily Mail, that the United Nations has renewed their push for a global tax. Everybody on planet Earth will be taxed directly to support the United Nations, even though the United Nations cannot hold its membership in control, specifically Israel, which had two conditions placed on their membership, conditions that Israel has blatantly ignored. Israel holds the all-time world record for defying the most United Nations resolutions. And with a track record of success like that, the United Nations now wants a global tax on us all. They want to tax everything out there. And, of course, everybody's still pushing for their carbon tax. That evil global warming, we must fight that and you must pay for it. These institutions, the federal government, government of Israel, United Nations, have survived for so long on fraud and deception and propaganda, they've forgotten any other way to function. They don't know how to work. They're clueless working in a world of facts and science and logic. They don't know how to do it. They are failing to evolve to meet the change in the environment, meaning a globally aware, globally interconnected population. And that's why they're ultimately going to go extinct. Over at From the Trenches World Report, Jim Willey is out there saying the economy will implode. It's inevitable because of that Ponzi scheme at the core of it all, private central bankers issuing the public currencies a loan at interest. He is estimating that when the artificial fraud to keep gold and silver prices finally collapses, he's predicting gold will be somewhere around $8,000 an ounce, and silver will be between $150 and $250 per ounce. I think when you factor in the collapse of the dollar itself, the numbers will be even higher than that. Because when it all comes apart, the U.S. dollar is going to be worth about the same as the dollar down in Zimbabwe, which is to say, hardly worth the ink and paper that it's printed on. Now, last week we were talking about negotiations between Australia and China to trade directly with each other without going through the dollar. And now it is being reported they have reached a deal. All trade between China and Australia will be denominated in the yuan or the Australian dollar. And the American dollar is not a factor any longer. And I'm sure this is going to ramp up the call to somehow get into a war with China that we're hearing coming from Wall Street and Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, interesting little story. We were commenting last week about how Portugal's Supreme Court, their constitutional court, ruled that the austerity measures being imposed by the European Central Bank were unconstitutional. They violated Portugal's constitution and they had to be thrown out. Well, now we're getting a report, and this is coming out of ZeroHedge.com, that the European Commission, the Troika, the European Central Bank, the money junkies, are literally threatening Portugal that they have to get their constitutional court in line. You make that court declare our austerity constitutional, even if it isn't. And once again, we see how it is the private bankers who are calling the shots, not just here in the United States of America, but in Europe. Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes the laws. And these private central banks have been working behind the scenes with bribes and campaign contributions and other encouragements to steer the course of the nation. But now they've had to break free in the open. The bankers are saying, look, yeah, you might as well get used to it. We're in charge. Your constitution doesn't matter. Your constitutional court doesn't matter. You will agree to the austerity measures we have imposed on you in our desperate search to find that 11th marble. Now, I know a lot of you would like to very much live in the nation that we were all taught we lived in school. It sounded like a really wonderful place, even though it turns out most of us have never actually lived there. But the time has come to ask yourself, if you want to live in a nation that is ruled by private central bankers whose only goal is to make themselves richer, is that a nation you want to live in? Is that a nation you'd be willing to serve in the military of? Is that a nation you'd be willing to see your children blown to bloody bits to support? Pledging allegiance to the dollar instead of the flag. Because that's where we are right now. The private bankers are in charge. And they're not shy about hiding it any longer. Go back to that Alan Greenspan video. The Federal Reserve is answerable to no federal government authority, which is saying the Federal Reserve is now the highest authority. They're not elected. So why are we listening to them? The whole Federal Reserve is unconstitutional anyway. The money creation authority was vested in the United States government by the Constitution and cannot be changed without a constitutional amendment. Back in 1913, the federal government pulled a fast one on the American people. Passed the Federal Reserve Act over Christmas break 1913. Woodrow Wilson signed it because that was the deal he'd made with the bankers to be president. You let me be president, I'll let you have a private central bank again. I know the last two of them almost wrecked the place, but heck, you know, we're going to let this one run 100 years and by the time it falls apart, we'll all be dead and gone. We're not going to have to deal with that. And, of course, Woodrow Wilson in his diary some years later wrote down about how he had unwittingly destroyed his own country by signing that legislation. Now, everyone's talking about Cyprus and where will it fall next, and they're talking up in Italy doing savings account grabs, possibly Spain. Surprisingly now, Luxembourg is now being looked at as the next ticking time bomb after Cyprus. The contagion is spreading because of that private central bank and that missing 11th marble. And Luxembourg is going to be next. And Bernanke is wrong because of the derivatives sold by Wall Street against Europe's debt. The contagion does have to come here. They can't stop it. This is the downside of globalism. When you tear down those national borders, it's like propping open the fire doors in a building or leaving the hatches open on the watertight bulkheads on a ship. Your first calamity destroys the entire structure. Fire doors contain fires, so you don't lose the whole building, just an office. Watertight bulkheads contain flooding, so you will lose whatever's in that one compartment, but you don't lose the ship as a whole. National borders contain disaster, so you don't lose the entire planetary system. That push for globalism is what turned Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud from a national calamity to a global disaster. And they still want more of it. Meanwhile, over in Cyprus, things are so desperate there that Cyprus prison inmates who are working in their equivalent of the prison factories and they're getting a few euros, they're sending it to their families outside prison instead of going and buying cigarettes and magazines, whatever, at the prison store. That's how desperate it's getting. Now, over in Greece, there was talk of merging the National Bank of Greece and Eurobank Ergasias. And apparently the merger was halted by the government over the weekend, and shares in both banks sank. And the government halted the merger out of a concern that the new merged banks would be so large they would be unmanageable, and if they collapsed as a single unit, would be too big to bail out. So they're running out of options over there. They're running out of options. Again, from Zero Hedge, they're looking at the hyperinflation that is starting to occur in Japan, because Japan is keeping their stock market up the same way the U.S. government is, creating all kinds of new money out of their central bank pouring into the stock market. And the upshot of it is, according to Kyle Bass, that Japanese retirees are going to lose up to half their life savings due to hyperinflation, if not outright confiscation. Meanwhile, this Japanese overprinting of money to prop up their stock market has infuriated Chinese economists. They're calling the Bank of Japan's decision monetary blackmail, and they're talking about a new currency war retaliation against Japan. So it's just blowing up everywhere. These Ponzi scheme banks are all starting to crumble. They're fighting with each other. And economic wars have a very nasty habit in history of turning into real wars, which we're already seeing. All these U.S. invasions, regime change, covert overthrow, trying to force the world back onto Bretton Woods, and everybody will swear allegiance and fealty to the U.S. Federal Reserve dollar. Countries are breaking away from it faster than they can be conquered. And the cost of all of this economic shenanigans that is making the 1% insanely wealthy is showing up in the general population. Over in Italy, they had a triple suicide. There was this same Italian family. State-imposed austerity measures and mounting debts left them believing there was no way out. So a husband and wife killed themselves, and then on learning of that, the brother of one of them also killed himself. Over in London, there's a story that really tells us about the scam that higher education has become. A graduate with a PhD in physics, 31-year-old, hideously in debt, student loans. The only job he could get was working in a call center. And he jumped off a building to his death. We're seeing that here in the... McDonald's is out there saying you got to have a bachelor's degree to be a cashier in their restaurants. They're trying to basically create this need for college degrees by saying you need a college degree for very, very menial jobs to try and keep that system going. Oh, yes, you got to go to college. If you want to be a cashier at McDonald's, you need a college degree. Here's a student loan. CNBC is reporting the U.S. jobs market is going to get a lot worse. They're issuing warnings to their investors. The trend has started down because when you suck all of the currency into a giant pile over Wall Street and Washington, D.C., and there isn't enough currency in circulation to support commerce, commerce shuts down. And it's incredibly short-sighted that Wall Street and Washington, D.C. seem to think this is a really good thing to do, because the true wealth of a nation begins with the labor of its people. And when you starve the bottom levels of the society for liquidity and the whole system starts to lock up, well, they can go on fighting with each other over that big pile of money they've got. But there's no new wealth coming into the system. And if there's no new wealth coming into the system, sooner or later, the existing wealth is all absorbed by that constantly growing debt, because every piece of currency in circulation represents a loan at interest from the Federal Reserve, and that interest keeps on accruing even if that dollar is sitting absolutely still and doing nothing. So everybody's all hot and bothered to get a world war really going as a distraction because, hey, that's what worked twice before. Seeing a story over here from Newsmax, U.S. preparing for possible further North Korea actions. A top U.S. military officer said Sunday the Pentagon has bolstered its missile defenses and taken other steps because he can't take the chance North Korea won't soon engage in some military action. With what? What is North Korea going to do to the United States? And what are they going to do it with? North Korea does not have a missile that can reach the U.S. mainland or Hawaii or the main part of Alaska. And the last time they tested that long-range missile, the Taipodong 2, it exploded mid-flight. North Korea has tested a nuclear device that they may have bought from Israel. They may be developing nuclear weapons as a deterrent to keep themselves from being invaded. Just because a country has nuclear weapons doesn't mean they're going to attack their neighbors with them. Look how many nations have nuclear weapons. It's not a guarantee of aggression. The only nation to actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country is, of course, the United States. North Korea is not going to attack the United States knowing it would result in nuclear annihilation. This is just the United States government using any excuse they can gin up to get this world war cranked up to distract from the collapse of that Ponzi scheme central bank. Just like they did with big mistake number one, and big mistake number two. North Korea is the stepping stone for a war with China. And war with China is how the United States is going to end the threat of the gold-backed yuan to the dollar as the international trade and reserve currency. And now that Australia and China have reached an agreement on direct trade without the dollar, that agenda to somehow get a war going with China is going to crank up into high gear. Meanwhile, more and more observers, and this is from 1800politics.com, are basically saying the threat of North Korea is overblown. They're not a threat to us. The United States is the most powerful military in the entire world. You really think little tiny North Korea is going to hop in a rowboat and row over here and set off firecrackers under the Golden Gate Bridge? Of course they aren't. And I have a message to all those people out there saying, well, North Korea, they could put together a missile and they could send a nuclear bomb. My parents' generation were forced to pay $5 trillion, and that was back when $1 trillion was really a lot of money, for America's nuclear deterrent. Nuclear ballistic missile submarines, Minuteman missiles in silos in the Midwest, bombers, cruise missiles, all the rest of it. And we spent that money because the government said, if we have all these nuclear weapons, then nobody will attack us. They'll be too afraid. Now, you can't have it both ways. If that nuclear deterrent works, then North Korea is not going to attack us, and we don't need to invade them. If we are actually being threatened by North Korea with their very flaky long-range rocket and their one or two possible warheads, then that deterrent was a lie. And we, the American people, are owed that $5 trillion as a refund, adjusted for inflation and including accrued interest. You can't have it both ways. You can't spend all this money on the world's largest military machine and then claim little tiny North Korea represents a threat. It just doesn't make any sense. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back after these words from our sponsors. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops. drops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just got an email from a listener asking for permission to translate my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, into a foreign language. And, of course you have permission. You have permission to take that article, send it anywhere you want, translate it anywhere you want. There is a little Microsoft translator bar at the top of the page. I understand it's not the best translation. But if you want to take that article and translate it and forward it on someplace, please, by all means. You know, it's public domain. I'm putting it out in public domain. Just take it, run with it. And, of course, that's true for pretty much all of the of my original content at whatreallyhappened.com. If I'm linking to somebody else's copyrighted material, I can't give you permission to use that. But for all my original articles, help yourselves. We're not about money over here, as you can tell by looking at my bank account. We're about trying to get the truth out. We're about trying to head off this world war that all the money junkies see as their best option right now. Now, going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Russ in Seattle. Aloha, Russ. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, on Friday, I was on the road, but I listened to your podcast, and you talked about something that really touched home. In my hometown of Idaho Falls, Idaho, there was an older retired lady that had three gals working with her that worked with immigrants, you know, some of them being illegal immigrants that worked on the farms. You know, that's a big farming community. Mm-hmm. And she contacted the IRS because she was having so many problems with duplicate Social Security numbers and they weren't checking out and all that. Well, she contacted the IRS and the local authorities about, you know, what was she to do. Well, their answer to that was they raided her. The IRS.
They raided her?
Yeah, they raided her. They went in with armed agents. I emailed you the article.
I did put that up, and I didn't know the backstory, but so she was the one calling the IRS and complaining about these fraudulent income tax returns. Yeah. Let me backtrack for the benefit of listeners who weren't hearing the story last week. There is a huge scandal going on where illegal immigrants are using phony Social Security numbers or phony, I think it's called the ITIN number, and they're filing tax returns and claiming this special credit for children, and they're just reaping these, you know, $10,000-$20,000 tax refunds from the IRS, and it's all based on fraud, and it's completely out of control, and the IRS isn't doing anything about it. So now you're telling us that this woman, and if I remember the article correctly, she's running a tax preparation service. She calls the IRS and complains about all the fraud for the illegal immigrants, and the IRS raids her.
Like, to the teeth, you know, came in full battle uniforms, guns drawn, and I mean, they broke the window going through the, and the women that working there were all older bilingual women, none of them under 50. And it just scared the living heck out of those people. And that all they did was try to contact the government to find out what they should do about this issue. And that was the IRS answers to that was to.
Okay, we got to take a break. We got to take a break for station identification. Russ, stick with me. I want to come back to this after the station identification.